Black Ops win!
Black Ops win! Tony wins 2-6, baby!
Going to the big show.
Yes, and who won the original six, Chris?
Who won the original six?
Who were the original six?
That would be Boston, the Canadiens, the Blackhawks, the New York Rangers, the the Red Wings, and the Canucks.
No, Toronto was in there.
All right, right.
Toronto was in there, and it wasn't St. Louis. You weren't even close.
What?
St. Louis was in there.
No, they weren't.
They weren't?
Not the St. Louis Blues. Are you kidding? Is that the St. Louis Blues, Lou?
No. Before the Blues. The St. Louis Wildcats. Part of the original six.
Look it up on Google, Lou. I don't have time for this.
Oh, listen to you, Mr. Dark Room Important Man.
Lou, it's the first Original Six final since what year? Have you been doing your reading and research?
1972.
Wrong! 1979, Rangers and Canadians.
Well, 72 make 9.
That's right, Lou. That's right. Okay, so who are you picking between these two teams?
Gotta go with the hometown crew. Gotta go with the Blackhawks.
Thank you, Lou.
I was in just outside of Boston not 24 hours ago.
Ah.
And the Bruins, they win. Everybody's cheering. And I said, well, it's nice to know who's going to come in second.
Great. And how's the prostitution in Boston, Lou?
I have no idea. No idea.
Okay, so our boom or bust feature for the Chicago Bears has 3 new on the list right now.
Who would that be?
Okay, so Matt Forte, boom or bust this year?
Boom.
Boom! Wow, Lou, I'm gonna agree with you. I think no, I'm not gonna agree with you. I think a bust.
Okay,
no, I am
why?
Gonna agree with you. No, I don't know what I'm doing.
Lance, okay, it's about time you realize. 107 podcasts later, you finally realize.
This is our 124th, Lou.
Hey, you know, I missed 20.
And also, too, we're getting close to 30,000 hits on the site.
Really?
Yes, isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Lance Briggs, Lou, boom or bust?
Oh, bust.
Ooh, I'm going to go boom. He's leading the defense.
Trade him, get rid of him.
And here's your favorite, Lou, Devin Hester, boom or bust.
Devin Hester is going to break Devin Hester's record.
That's the best prediction you've made in years, Lou.
Yes, Devin Hester's going to break Devin Hester's record, yep.
All right, so.
He's going to go back as a return specialist. He's going to be El Fuego.
Lou is predicting a boom for Devin Hester.
Yes.
Okay, so no forks. What you got this week, Lou?
I got nothing.
What?
I got nothing.
Come on, think of a sandwich that you've had before.
Nope, I've got nothing. I didn't expect the early call.
All right.
You know, I used my good stuff up on Thursday. I haven't had a chance to go out and participate.
Well, get out there, Lou. We can always miss a week, but we miss it nonetheless. I'll play the theme song anyway.
Listen to Mr. Punctuality now.
I'll play the theme song anyway.
Okay, I like that.
All right. Well, Lou, we don't, since you don't have any No Forks review, we don't really don't have much to talk about.
Well, we've got basketball.
We do, and of course, the Heat did lose that first game.
Yes, they did.
And to the San Antonio Spurs. Could it be that they had toured the Alamo and kind of took it into heart, Lou?
I just think they're outmatched. Tim Duncan doing a Duncan. Doing a Duncan on the Jags, man.
If you were Tim Duncan, would you get a Dunkin' Donuts franchise, Lou?
No, I would not. And if I were Tim Duncan, I'd start my own franchise and call it Dicky Duncan.
Let's go to that question of the week, Lou. I'm on this Mount Rushmore theme, Lou.
Capital idea.
What is the Mount Rushmore of 70s sports teams, Lou? The four best 70s sports teams, in your opinion.
The Boston Red Sox.
All right.
The Hartford Whalers.
The Hartford Whalers. You love those Whalers, Lou.
The St. Louis Blues. And the Teddy Roosevelt of 70s sports teams, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, Lou. Now, I would have put the Flyers, the Philadelphia Flyers, in that category.
Well, we don't talk about Philly over here in the Midwest.
He just talked about the Hartford Whalers.
Dun, 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 dun.
Give us your
Hartford Whalers theme song, baby.
Give us your catchphrase. It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't get any better than that.
The Hartford Whalers theme song.
Dun, 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 dun. Come on, the Four House?
Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week.
Go Bears! Low!
This is the commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Dicky Duncan Service. If you want to franchise Lou Dickman, see Lou uptown, downtown, all around the great city of Chicago. Tell them Lou Dicky Dunks. Yeah!